pass. This list will be a little long, but each and every one of them deserves to be commended for their efforts. At Tor Books, my primary editor on this novel was Debbie Pillai, and she was tireless, punctual, and a wonderful advocate for the Stormlight Archive. This is my first Cosmere book that wasn't done with my longtime editor, Moshe Feder, who still deserves a great deal of thanks for shepherding this series during its early years. But I want to give a special thanks to Debbie for helping make this transition smooth and easy. As always, thanks go to Tom Doherty, who gave me my first chance in publishing. Debbie and Tom's team at Tor, who worked on this book with us, include Rachel Bass, Peter Lutyen, Rafal Gibbick, and Heather Saunders. At Gallants, my UK publisher, I want to give special thanks to Gillian Redfern, who provides editorial support throughout the entire process, and who also works very hard to make the books look great. Our copy editor was the always great Terry McGarry, and joining us for the first time as a line editor was Christina Kugler. I've wanted to work with Christina for a long time on a Cosmere book, and she did an excellent job with this one. For the audiobook, Steve Wagner was our producer, and returning to the series are the excellent Michael Kramer and Kate Redding, the best audio narrators in the world. They have my hearty thanks for continuing to humor us by taking on these 50-plus hour beasts of an epic fantasy series. My primary agent for this book was Jabberwocky Literary Agency, with Joshua Bilmes at the helm. Assisting him were Susan Velasquez, Karen Bourne, and Valentina Sinato. Our UK agent is John Berlin at the Zeno Literary Agency. I continue to be grateful for their work and advocacy on my behalf. At my own company, Dragonsteel Entertainment, we have my wonderful wife, Emily Sanderson, as our manager. The ineffable Peter Ahlstrom is our vice president and editorial director, and Isaac Stewart is our art director. Normally I do something silly with his name, but considering that this book is dedicated to him, I figured I'd let him off this time. Isaac not only is the one who creates our beautiful maps, but is the person who introduced me to my wife. On a blind date, no less. So if you ever get a chance to meet him, have him sign your copy of this book and be sure to swap stories with him about your favorite Lego sets. Also at Dragonsteel Entertainment are Karen Ahlstrom, our continuity editor, and Kara Stewart, our warehouse manager and CFO. Adam Horn is my in-house publicist, personal assistant, and all-around I-can-do-that guy who gets things done. Our other store employees include Kathleen Dorsey Sanderson, Emily Mem Grange, Lex Wilhite, and Michael Bateman. They're the ones who get you your t-shirts, posters, and signed books. Their assistants, the mini-minions of our team, include Jacob, Hazel, Isabel, Matthew, Audrey, Tori, and Joe. Additionally, thanks to all those who volunteer, especially to the always awesome Christy Jacobson. The artists who contributed to Rhythm of War braved not only pandemic and tragedy during the completion of the art, some even braved literal storms to deliver it. I'm in awe of their talent and commitment, and to all of them I not only give my heartfelt thanks, but I also wish them peace through the turbulent times they've faced. One of the highlights of my career is getting to work with Michael Whalen. I'm humbled that he is so supportive of the books that he sets aside personal projects for a time to create the beautiful paintings he's done for the series. I would have been grateful for just one of his cover illustrations, so I feel incredibly lucky that he continues to work his magic for Rhythm of War, producing what I think is the best Stormlight cover so far. It's without a doubt a masterpiece, and I am in awe of it. In Oathbringer, we printed portraits of the heralds on the front and back end papers, and we continue that tradition here. Early in the writing process for this book, we commissioned the remaining 6 heralds, knowing that 2 of them would have to be saved for a future book. Each artist stepped up to the task and provided masterpieces. Donato's herald, Talon Elot, is careworn yet triumphant, and I'm thrilled to have his beautiful vision of this character. Miranda Meeks is no stranger